Morning.
Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
So Australia has a new government.
现在澳洲有一个新的政府。
But we have the same government.
我们有同一个政府。
Because our real government is in the heaven.
因为我们真实的政府是在天上。
He governs our life.
他主管我们的一生。
Of course, we have to pray for the earthly government.
当然我们需要为着地上的政权祷告
and that, they will rule according to God's guidance.
以致他们是根据神的引导来管理这个国家
Because if you look at that chart that we projected on the screen a couple of weeks ago
如果你记得我们上次在这个荧幕上打出来那个表的时候
Concerning the Christian values that some of these political parties hold
讲到一些这些不同政党他们对一些的价值观的看法
Many of them were actually straying towards rejecting God's teaching in the scriptures.
有一些政党是越来越走向反对神的价值观那一方面。
This morning, I want to talk about something that is quite important to all believers.
今天早上我要讲到一些东西是对所有的信徒是蛮重要的。
Talking about how we may be together in the Lord Jesus Christ, growing up together.
讲到我们怎样在基督耶稣里头一同的长进。
And how our identity and our eternal destiny is all linked together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到我们的身份，我们的永恒的终极是怎样在基督里头连在一起的。
And therefore, it is very important to learn how to live with one another.
所以我们要很重要去学习怎样彼此相处，一起生活。
Can we turn to Ephesians chapter 1?
让我们打开以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 10.
以弗所书第一章第三节到第十节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the I like a bigger table.
我放一个比较大的一个做指挥的讲台。
Ephesians chapter 3, we start again. Chapter 1, verse 3.
以弗所书第一章，我们从头来过。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him.In love.
以弗所书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.According to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He makes us accepted in the Beloved.
又因为爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace,which He made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
使他荣耀的恩典得作称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Since there's a lot of disturbance this morning, let's pray.
好像今天早上有很多不同的干扰，请我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we do pray that, Lord, your precious blood cover us both.
主，我们求你用你的宝血遮盖我们。
As we preach your word, may you, Lord, be here, have your sovereignty over this place.
当我们要传讲你的话的时候，我们求你的主权管理这个地方。
Lord, may you bind the work of Satan that he has no disturbance here.
我们求主你捆绑撒旦以及他在这里不能够做任何的搅扰。
Lord, may your word be preached with all the power of the Holy Spirit.
主，愿意你自己的话语能够被传讲，带着能力和圣灵的大能的。
May you also guard our heart and our mind that, Lord, we will not be distracted.
主，我们也求你看守我们的心跟我们的心思，以致我们不会受打扰。
Lord, may your will be done this morning.
我们求你的旨意今天早上成就在我们身上。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe can someone also have a look at outside, see what's happening? Okay, yep.
是奥迪的那个alarm响。
We like to look at the book of Ephesians this morning.
今天早上我们盼望来一起看以弗所书。
Ephesians is a letter written by Paul.
以弗所书是保罗写的。
It was written to the church in Ephesus.
是写给在以弗所的教会的。
We know that this church was established through the preaching of Paul.
我们知道这个教会被建立是开始保罗在那里开始讲道而建立的。
And there are Gentile believers there, and there are Jewish believers there.
在那里有外邦人的信徒，有犹太人的信徒。
And if you think about it, it is very, very difficult for a Jews and a Gentile to come together in those days.
你可以想象当时的日子呢，一个犹太人跟一个外邦人能够聚在一起是非常艰难的。
The Jews, before they became Christian, they would not even want to sit.With the Gentiles to eat together with them.
一个犹太人当他们没有信主之前，根本他们也不想跟外邦人一起坐在那里吃东西的。
Some of them even after they believe, they find it difficult to sit with the Gentile believers.
甚至信主以后呢，仍旧一些犹太的信徒发觉跟外邦人的信徒呢一起在很艰难的。
Because they are so bound by traditions.
因为他们被着一个传统所捆绑。
You remember there was a time that Paul confronted Peter.
你就有一次保罗就拒绝的跟彼得拒绝的讲。
In the book of Galatians.
在加拉太书那里。
And when Peter was eating with a group of Gentile believers.
当保罗当时跟外邦人的信徒
Peter.
当彼得跟外邦人的信徒一起吃饭的时候。
And when he saw a group of people coming from Jerusalem.
当彼得看见一班人从耶路撒冷来的时候。
Suddenly he was to be afraid.
突然间他就害怕了。
And then he withdrew himself.
他就隐退了。
And Paul saw that. Paul straight away confronted Peter on that matter.
保罗看见了，他就当面指责彼得。
Because that was very wrong.
因为他看见这个是非常错误的。
Because in Christ Jesus.
因为在基督耶稣里面。
Through his blood.
借助他的宝血。
That Jesus has broken down the middle wall partitions.
主耶稣已经拆毁那个相隔的墙了。
That in Christ there is no more Jews or Greek.
在基督里面再不分犹太人或者希利里人。
No more born or free.
或者再分为奴的自主的。
Not even male or female.
甚至不分男的或者女的。
That in Christ, in the church, all the members of the body of Christ are being drawn together, being joined together in Him.
因为在基督的身体里头呢，每一个肢体都借着基督的身体连在一起在基督里面。
We read just now in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 10.
我们刚刚读过以弗所书第一章第三到第十节。
It's talking about that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, says in Christ.
讲到神已经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气在基督里面。
That he had chose us even before the foundation of the world.
他拣选我们就是从创立世界以前已经拣选。
And then in verse 10,
然后第十节,
that in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Brothers and sisters, that is the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹这个是神永远的旨意。
That all of us,
就是我们所有人
that all things in the universe,
在宇宙里所有的一切
will all have to be subject to be under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
都要被带在基督耶稣里面的主权底下。
In those days,
在那个日子
it's no longer Jews or Gentiles,
在没有分犹太人或者外邦人
Chinese or Australians English,
中国人或者澳洲本地说英语的
we all one in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
So I want you to think about that.
所以我想大家想想这个
that this thought should be in you as we share this message.
这个心思需要在你里面当我们将分享主的话的时候。
Many years ago, there was a brother who came from Shanghai.
很多年之前有一个弟兄来他从上海来
He grew up in a Christian family.
他在一个基督徒的家庭长大
His father was a preacher.
他父亲是一个基督徒的传道人
But he shared that before he became a Christian.
但是他分享说当他成为基督徒之前呢
As we grew up in the church, he read the Bible and the family teaching Bible and so forth.
在教会里头长大他读圣经家人也教导他读圣经
But he said it is so boring.
他觉得很闷呢
He said the Bible is just full of你们我们他们阿们
他就说他就说圣经就是讲到 we you they amen
but if you look at this chapter then later of course he said that well the Bible is very interesting after he got saved
当他得救以后呢他就觉得圣经是很有趣的
because the Holy Spirit began to speak to him
因为圣灵就开始向他说话了
Now, I want you to pay attention to the word 你们和我们 in these two few scriptures.
我想大家呢留意在这段圣经里头所说的你们我们
Just now when we read from chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 10, there's so many of us in there.
在三节到十节里头有这么多次出现我们这个字
We and us is all there.
我们这个字很多出现。
None of those times talk about the blessing of God, he say, I.
没有一个讲到属灵神给他们的福气讲到我单单我。
Now, we're going to read a bit more, chapter 2.
我们要继续读下去第二章。
Verse 1 to verse 7.
第一节到第七节。
I want you to pay attention to the word us.
我要大家能够留意里头所说的我们这个字。
And then also the word together.
并且拿一个一同的这个字
Chapter 2 verse 1
第二章第一节
And you he made alive who were dead in trespass and sins in which you once walked according to the course of the world according to the prince of the power of the air the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our fleshfulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在波逆之子心中运行的蛇灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲。随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯， 因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And raise us up together, and make us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所赐的恩慈，写明给后来的时代看。
Can you see this?
你看见吗？
Paul tried to impress upon the believers how important it is that word together for all the believers.
保罗是怎样是尝试把这个印在他以弗所的信徒心中，这个我们一同的重要性。
And then he as he shared in chapter 1 verse 10 that he brought us together, he gathered us together.
在以弗所书第一章十节那里讲到，神要把我们都带在基督里头同归于一。
And here in chapter 2 verse 5 he said he will make us alive together.
这里第二章第五节呢，就说便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And raise us up together in Christ.
叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And then seated us together in Christ, with Christ.
一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And later on in verse 22, in chapter 2, he talked about we will be built together.
并且在同一章二十二节里头讲到靠他同被建造。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we gather on Sunday in this place.
我们在主日礼拜天聚在这里。
It is not because we have a similar hobby, that's why we gather together.
不是因为我们有同一个嗜好以致我们聚在一起。
You know, we have clubs and all various different places where you go because you enjoy the same hobby.
我们有不同的会，其他人可以到不同的地方按照他们不同的嗜好。
Or in the stadium where if you enjoy soccer, then all the people who love soccer will go there.
或者在大球场里头聚集，因为他们都喜欢看球赛。
And they may be from different races and colors and languages.
这些去的人都可能从不同的语言背景、方言或者皮肤的颜色。
But they join together because they love soccer.
他们聚在一起，因为他们爱足球。
But we are different.
但是我们是不同的。
We join together.
我们连在一起。
We come together.
我们来在一起。
We meet with one another.
我们相聚遇见彼此相遇在一起。
Because our life has totally been changed by the Lord Jesus Christ who died for us.
因为我们的生命是完全被改变，因着主耶稣已经为我们死了。
And we now share a same life.
现在我们就分享同一个生命。
His life.
就是他自己的生命。
Paul says it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
保罗说不再是我自己活，乃是主的生命在我里面活。
We gather here in Auburn.
我们在 Auburn 这个地方聚在一起。
And we know that Auburn is a very multicultural a place.
我们知道 Auburn 这个地方是个很多元文化种族的地方。
You just need to walk on the street, you will see people from Africa, people from Middle East, and people from China, and everyone in between.
如果你走在街上，你就很容易看见有非洲人，有中东人，有中国人，有很多不同的人在中间。
And then we also discover that there are also cults and different religions being actively preached on the streets in Auburn.
并且我们也发觉在奥本的街道上面有不同的宗教或者是异教异端来传讲他们的话。
So how are we as Christians?
所以我们身为基督徒，
How are we going to make a difference in this place?
我们在这个地方可以怎样与他们不同呢？
How would the people outside, all the different races, look at us and say, this group of people, they are different?
以这旁边的人、周围的人看我们的时候，他们能够说，这一帮人是独特的、不同的。
The only way we can show them that we are different,
唯一的方法我们能够表达给他们听，我们是不同的，
is that we truly appreciate the life that we all share.In the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说我们很明白，很欣赏，我们都是分享得着同一个生命在基督里面。
And that we may be able to love one another.
以致我们能够真实的彼此相爱。
Because by that the world may know that we are Jesus' disciples.
因为通过这个，世人就知道我们是基督的门徒了。
But it is all very hard, isn't it?
但是这个是不是都很难?
We come together.
我们来在一起,
we all have different upbringings.
我们有不同的成长,
we all have different cultural backgrounds.
我们有不同的文化背景,
I came from Malaysia.
我是从马来西亚来的,
and most of you came from China.
大部分人在这里是从中国大陆来的,
we appreciate different type of food.
我们欣赏喜欢不同类型的食物,
I like something hot and spicy.
我喜欢一些是辣的东西,
you may not like hot and spicy.
你可能不喜欢辣的食物,
and so we are different.
所以我们是不同的,
and we may disagree on things that happen in the church.
我们可能在教会里头发生的事情，我们有不同的意见的。
Some of us have different values.
有一些人有不同的价值观。
Some say that we should not go to movies.
有一些人说我们不应该去看电影的。
Some say yes, we can go to movies.
有一些人说不啊，我们是可以去看电影的。
As long we choose the right one.
只要我们是选择对的电影去看。
Some say we shouldn't watch TV.
有一些人觉得我们不应该看电视的。
Some say yes, we can watch TV.
有一些人说我们是可以看电视的。
As long as we choose the right programs.
只要你选择正确的节目。
Some say the church should not have any musical instruments.
有一些人说教堂里头不应该有任何的音乐的乐器。
Some say yes, we can have a piano.
但是有些人说不啊，我们是可以有弹钢琴的。
But not drums.
但是不能够有鼓的。
Some say we can clap in the church.
有些人说我们能够在聚会里头拍掌的。
Some say no, it's like a market. We should not clap in the church.
有些人说不行的，你这样拍掌啊，好像是街市里头一样的，不行。
I remember many years ago.
我记得很多年前呢。
There was an old sister who came to me.
有一个老姊妹来到我面前。
He said, "Brothers, I have a real concern."
他说弟兄啊，我有个很大的担忧或者关注。
That was many years ago.
是很多年之前。
And this sister is no longer with us.
这个姊妹跟我们不在一起了。
She said that I saw many sisters putting on makeups.
他说这么多姊妹化妆。
She says that's no good.
他说这个不好的。
He said makeup is only for dead people.
他说化妆只是为死人才需要化妆的。
If I fully agree with her, then I think a lot of brides here will have problems, isn't it?
如果我跟她，我同意她的讲法，我想今天很多新娘呢都有问题了。
Well, what can I say to her?
我能够跟她说什么呢？
I can only respect her.
我只能够尊重她。
Because that's what she felt strongly about.
因为是她自己很强烈的这样感觉。
Even though I may not feel exactly the same thing.
甚至我自己我有不同的看法。
So we do have different upbringing, different culture among us.
我们真的有不同的成长过程，不同的文化背景的。
And yet in the scripture, in Ephesians, that we are brought together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在以弗所书经文里头说，我们在基督里头被带在一起的。
So how can we be built together and love one another despite all our differences?
所以我们怎样，既然有这么多不同，我们都能够同被建造，彼此相爱呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Actually, in the scripture, it has given us a few examples when Christians both love the Lord and when they disagree with one another and how we may look at that matter.
其实在圣经里头有几个地方都讲到两个基督徒他们都爱主但是他们有不同的看法他们应当怎样处理这个不同的事情。
Can we turn to the book of Acts, chapter 15?
我们翻开《使徒行传》十五章。So
before I share this part of the scripture, I just want you to remember that there is two brothers in the New Testament called Paul and Barnabas.
当我讲这一个经文之前呢，我盼望大家能够想起在
Paul is a man with strong character.
保罗是一个性格很强的人。
And when he wanted to do something for God,
当他想为神做一件事情的时候,
he do it with all his heart.
他是尽他的心去做的。
Nothing will stop him.
没有任何的事情能够难阻他。
He's determined to do it for the Lord, even to the point of death.
当他如果要决定为主做一件事情的时候, 甚至要死。
Before he became a Christian,
当他做基督徒之前,
his zeal in him drove him to persecute the Christians.
他里头的热心, But
after he became a Christian,
there's
only one thing in his heart.
To
preach the gospel to the uttermost part of the earth.
And
to establish churches.
And
that every place will have a testimony of the Lord.
Then
we saw Barnabas. He was called the son of encouragement. He is a man who really know how to help people. We saw how he helped Paul to come into the ministry.
And Paul and
Barnabas had a very successful missionary journey the first time.
They
traveled to many places.
And
they have saw people coming to the Lord.
And
so after a while, Paul said to Barnabas,
过一会儿, 保罗跟巴拿巴说,
let's look at verse 36 in chapter 15.
我们看15章, 36节.
Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing.
使徒行传15章36节, 过了些日子, 保罗对巴拿巴说, 我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城,
Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark.
But
Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work.
Then
the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another.
于是二人起了争论,
and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren of the grace of God, and he went to Cilicia and Sicilia and Cilicia and strengthening the churches.
保罗拣选了希拉, 也出去, 蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中, 他就走遍叙利亚, 基利家, 坚固众教会。
I really thank the Lord
我真的感谢主,
that the Bible is a real historical record of everything that happened in the church.
这圣经真的是把教会里头历史上所发生的事情很客观地写在圣经里头。
Everything, the failures of the apostles,
很多时候使徒们的失败,
like Peter denying the Lord 3 times,
或者比方说彼得3次否认主,
and that it was recorded,
就记录下来了,
and all the even this disagreement and argument between Paul and Barnabas, it was recorded,
甚至这个保罗跟巴拿巴的争论也记录下来了,
and I believe that it is for our benefit.
我相信是为着我们的好处的。
Here we saw Paul and Barnabas.
As
I said just now, that Paul is determined to preach the word.
No matter
how difficult it is.
无论是怎样艰难,
now, why did he object so much of Barnabas taking John Mark with him? Because once they took him and he left them.
They are
going to Pamphylia.
And it
was a very difficult journey.
是个非常艰难的艰苦的旅程,
a very mountainous journey.
很多山区的,
and John Mark, being young, he could not take it.
马可约翰他是很年轻，他受不了了,
he decided to leave.
他决定离开了,
and Paul was very disappointed with him.
保罗当时对他很失望。
So Paul's emphasis is on the work.
保罗的注重点是在主的工作。
He said, we are not going for a picnic.
他说我们不是去旅行啊。
We're going through a difficult journey, dangerous journey to preach the word of God.
我们是去个艰难的旅程, 危险的地方去传主的话。
We can't take with us someone that cannot be trustworthy.
我们不能带一些人他本身不是,
who cannot take some punishment or sufferings. But Barnabas,
但是巴拿巴呢?
He's the son of encouragement.
他是一个劝慰者。
And another thing is that he's a relative.
并且他是这个马可的亲戚。
He's the uncle to John Mark.
他是马可的叔叔。
John Mark was his cousin.
马可是他的表弟。
The Bible says that. Okay, I'll talk to you afterwards. So there is a relationship of uncle and a cousin.
这是一个叔叔跟表弟的关系。
And he wants to give him another chance.
他想给马可另外一个机会。
Everyone deserves a second chance.
因为每一个人都应该有第二次机会吗?
Especially his cousin.
特别是他的表弟。
是。
Cousin.
Zhe.
Oh, Zhe.
His nephew.
Nephew.
And you can see that there is a problem here.
你看见这个有一个难处了。
Who is right?
谁对呢?
Who is wrong?
谁错呢?
Was Paul right?
是不是保罗对呢?
In insisting not giving him a second chance?
坚决不给他第二次机会。
Or is Barnabas right?
是不是巴拿巴对呢?
The work and helping someone should be together.
他尝试把两个人带在一起同工。
What about the young people? What do you say?
年轻人你觉得怎样?
Who was right? Who was wrong?
谁对谁错呢? 你说, second chance.
Second chance, okay.
有人说 second chance. 第二次机会。
Do you know that when I went through this, I read some of the critics and some of the Bible studies. There are Bible scholars on both sides.
当我读到这段经文，我就查考不同的参考书，就发觉很多圣经学者都他们两边都有的。
Some of them say, "Oh, Paul is right."
有些人他说保罗是对的。
Some say, "No, Barnabas is right."
有些人说不，巴拿巴才是对的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The Bible did not say who was right. And who was wrong?
圣经在这里没有讲谁对谁错。
As I say that, the Bible recorded this for our benefit.
我讲过，圣经记载这些是为我们的好处。
How can it benefit us?
是怎样对我们有好处呢？
It shows us that we being Christian,
就给我们看见我们成为基督徒了。
Even as Christian, they had lots of experience in the Lord.
就是说那些基督徒。已经有很多在主里面的经历了。
We may worship the same God.
我们可以敬拜同一位主。
But we can be different and we can be disagreeing on something.
我们也可以不同，在一些事情上有不同的看法的。
You know, when Luke recorded this, he said the argument was sharp.
你知道当路加记载这个事情的时候，他们说他们争论得很热烈。
And that sharp argument actually is like,almost like shouting, almost like really strong and continuing arguing with one another.
就是这个讨论变成一个很大的争论，技术的争论。
So much so that they went their separate way.
以致他们要彼此分开。
What we can learn from this is this.
我们在这里所学习的是这一个。
When we see something about a matter that is not related to the basic truth of the scripture.
当我们遇见一些事情，但这个事情跟这个圣经基本的教导是没有冲突的时候，
there is a possibility that we may look at the same thing from different angles.
就有一个可能性，我们不同的人会从不同的角度来看这个事情的。
And because of that, and because we are imperfect.
因为这个，因为我们都是不完全的。
Because our views could be shaped out by our upbringing.
因为我们的看法是可以被我们的成长背景所影响的。
There is a possibility that we may not agree with one another.
以致我们有一个可能性就是不能够彼此同意的。
And when we have very deep conviction on that same thing,
当我们对同一件事有不同很深的不同看法的时候，
then the disagreement could be very sharp.
以致这一个不同的意见就可能变成很激烈的。
It's not a matter of who's right and who's wrong.
问题不在乎谁对谁错。
The important thing is that how we deal with one another in that situation.
问题是我们彼此应该怎样对待，怎样处理呢？
God may still continue to do His work through that disagreement.
神可以基督通过这个不同来做神自己要做的工。
God could even do a greater work through the disagreement.
神甚至能够做个更大的工，通过这个不同。
Remember, it was just Paul and Barnabas want to go somewhere.
记得本来是保罗跟巴拿巴想到某个地方去的。
Two persons going to one place.
两个人同到同一个地方。
After the disagreement.
经过这个不同呢?
There are two groups of people going to two different places.
就是有两班不同的人去两个不同的地方。
Double the ministry.
就把整个服事三倍了。
Through the disagreement with these two brothers.
就是通过这两个弟兄的之间的争论。
So we don't have to worry about it.
所以我们不需要去担忧。
If it is God's will, it shall be done.
如果是神的旨意，这个旨意这个工作会成
绩。But what we have to learn is that when we disagree with one another,
但是我们需要学习就是当我们彼此不同意的时候,
we still need to learn to love and to respect the other brothers or sisters.
我们还需要去学习尊重并且爱我们的弟兄。
Because we have to go back to that first and second chapter of Ephesians that our destiny are linked together.
因为我们回到以弗所书里头讲到我们的终极的目的呢目标最终呢，我们是彼此连结的。
Because in the end, we are raised together, we are made alive together, we are built together in the body of Christ.
因为我们是一同复活，一同坐在天上，一同是被建造的，在基督里面。
We can have disagreements.
我们可以有不同的意见。
But we got to still love one another.
但是我们却需要仍旧彼此相爱。
Let's look at another example in Philippians chapter 4.
让我们看第一。二个例子就是腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4 verse 2 to verse 3
腓立比书第四章第二节第三节
Here there are two sisters in the church
这里在教会里头有两个姊妹
I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord and I urge you also true companion help this woman who labor with me in the gospel with Clement alsoAnd the rest of my fellow workers, whose name are in the book of life.
我劝有亚爹和孙都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有哥利勉，并其余我和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Remember, this is a public letter written.To the church to be read out in the church.
要知道这一本书是一个公开的书，写给腓立比的信徒的。
And this public letter mentioned two sisters' name.
在这个公开的书上面写到两个姊妹的名字。
From the way that Paul addressed them, you know that these two women also suffer together, labor together with Paul in the gospel.
通过保罗的描述，这两个姊妹曾经是这两个姊妹是一同的在福音上与他一同劳苦的。
So in the sense that they should be people who know the Lord.
所以他们一定是一些人是认识主的人。
If you are able to work with Paul, there must be certain level of maturity and understanding in you that can allow you to do that.
要能够跟保罗一同劳苦的，我们就知道这两个姊妹一定是信主并且认识主的。
But here Paul was saying that.Hope that they can be of one heart.
但是保罗说他盼望这两个姊妹能够同心
of the same mind.
有一个同一个意念
So obviously, these two sisters was not of the same mind.
很明显的，这两个姊妹是不没有一个相同的意念的
They may both know the Lord.
他们两个可能都认识主
But somehow there was something that stumbled them both that they could not come together.
但是有一些事情呢。叫他们不能够绊倒他们不能够叫他们 来在一起了
Let's learn from Paul how he addressed this
我们从保罗身上怎样面对这个事情
Did he say well I think that you are right and you are wrong you better apologize to her and so forth
保罗并没有说、你是对的你是错的所以你错的要应该跟对的、道歉
Paul say that I pleaded with you to be of the same mind
保罗说：“我劝有亚爹和神都基要在主里同心。”
That's all he said.
这就是他要说的。
It's not a matter of right and wrong.
不是对与错的问题。
But that we need to have of the same mind.
我们需要同心。
And then he prayed. He asked other people around her, around these two sisters.
然后就叫其他人在这些姊妹的旁边
to help them,
去帮助他们
to do what?
做什么?
So that they can have the same mind.
以致他们能够同心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
what happens when we saw brother and sister or brother between brother have a different opinions and even have an argument?
当我们看见弟兄姊妹之间有不同意见或者甚至有争论的时候，我们要怎样呢?
We have a choice in those situations.
在这些处境里头，我们又有一个选择的。
We have a choice to choose. Are we willing to be part of the solution, or are we wanting to be part of the problem in that situation?
我们在这个处境里头，我们要做决定，要成为这个难处的。问题的解决的方法呢，还是加重这个问题的原因呢？
If you want to be a solution to the problem,
如果你要成为一个问题的解决，
then you will pray for them.
那么你就会为他们祷告。
You will encourage them.
你会鼓励他们呢？
If you want to be a part of the problem,
如果你要成为问题的一部分呢？
Then you start to take sides.
你就会站在你要站的立场了。
You there?
有亚爹
I think you are right.
我想呢你是对的
You should not compromise.
你不应该妥协的
You should steadfast in the Lord.
你要坚定你的立场在主里面
Stand your ground.
站稳你的立场
And I will pray for you, I will help you.
我会为你祷告会帮助你
That is being part of the problem.
你这样做就成为问题的一部分呢
Because you start taking sides.
因为你开始站你要选择你的立场。
Strangely,
奇怪的。
It seems that in the church, many people find that it's easier to be part of the problem than to be part of the solution.
在教会里面，很多时候呢，成为问题的一部分呢，比起解决问题呢更容易。
Sometimes they don't even get all the facts.
有些时候他们没有想清楚，问清楚。那个所有的真实的客观的事实是什么
And start to take sides.
就开始站某一个立场
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
It is okay to disagree.
不同的意见不同意是没问题的
As we saw Paul and Barnabas,
你看见保罗跟巴拿巴
God's work will continue to be done.
神的工作要继续的成就的
But they need to respect one another.
但是他们需要彼此尊重。
And we read Paul's letter later on.
当你读保罗的书信以后的时候
，You never read one word bad thing he said about Barnabas.
你没有读到保罗写到任何关于巴拿巴一件的不好的事。
Can we turn to Colossians chapter 4?
我们打开哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4,
哥罗西书第四章
verse 10,
第十节。
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoners, greet you. We mark the cousin of Barnabas, cousin, about whom you receive instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
与我一同坐监的亚里大古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这，马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就要接待他。
10-15 years later,
10-15年之后
，John Mark became someone that is useful.
马可成为一个有用的人了。
He has been given a chance to serve with Barnabas.And now he is now important to Paul as well.
他有机会跟巴拿巴一起配搭同工，现在就成为保罗旁边有用的一个弟兄。
What really moved me is that in 2 Timothy.
什么叫我最感动的，就是在提摩太后书。
That's the last letter written by Paul.
是保罗写的最后一卷书。
Paul is near the end of his life.
保罗来到他人生最后的一段路。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
第四章十一节。
Only Luke is with me. Everyone else deserted him.
当时只有路加跟他在一起，其他人都离弃他了。
Then he said, "Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry."
然后他说，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
a man who became the contention, became the argument of two useful brothers in the Lord.
一个成为两个被主大用的仆人中间的一个争论的焦点。
He is now important to Paul.
现在他成为保罗一个有用的人，有帮助的人。
Paul said, bring him.
保罗说，把他带来。
I want to see him.
我很想看他见他。
He is useful to me.
他对我有益的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
what happened to the argument between Paul and Barnabas?
那么在保罗跟巴拿巴之间的争论怎样呢？
It's all been resolved.
都解决了。
Because Mark is now precious and valuable to Paul.
因为马可现在对保罗是有益并且宝贵的。
We can have arguments.
我们能够有不同的讨论,
as long as we remember that we are part of the body of Christ.
但是只要我们记住我们是在基督的身体里面的。
Our identity is together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的身份在主基督耶稣里面是一起的。
Things will work out in the end.
事情会慢慢解决。
God will bring a very good solution to that problem.
神自己会把这个问题解决的方法带来的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we can disagree.
我们是可以意见不同,
but our identity is in Christ.
但是我们的身份是在基督里面。
So what do we need to watch out for when we disagree?
所以当我们意见不同的时候，我们要小心些什么呢？
We have to be very careful.
我们需要非常的小心。
If this disagreement is something that controls your mind,
如果这些意见不同来掌控你的心思,
if the issue is bigger than your love for our brothers or sisters,
如果这个事情比起你爱弟兄这个事更重要的话,
then you have to be very careful.
那么你就非常小心。
Especially when you start thinking in your heart,
特别在你心里的思想开始思想的时候,
how you may take revenge.
你要怎样报复?
You even say things against them behind their back.
你并且在弟兄们的背后讲他们不好的说话。
You start to attack their person.
你要攻击他这个弟兄的本身。
Then you have to be very, very careful.
你就要非常非常小心。
Because you are in the road leading to basically a destruction between you and your brother's relationship.
因为你是走在一个路上，这个路是破坏你跟你弟兄之间的关系的道路。
If you have a disagreement with someone,
如果你跟有一个人有不同意见,
but if your heart is pure,
但是如果你的心是单纯清洁的话,
just remember that it's okay to disagree.
你只有知道意见不同是可以的。
As long as you love the brother or sisters,
只要你既属爱你的弟兄或者姊妹,
then God will bring a solution to it.
那么神就可以把解决问题的路带来了。
It may take time.
可能要一段时间。
It may take many years.
甚至许多的年。
But God's will be done.
但是神的旨意一定能够成就的。
When we disagree,
当我们意见不同的时候,
we need to pray for guidance from the Lord.
我们需要在主跟前祷告求主的引导。
We talk to other older brothers and sisters and ask them to help us or pray for us.
我们寻找一些比较年长的弟兄们姊妹们来帮助我们。
Most of all, we need to know ourselves.
最重要我们要认识自己。
Have I been wrong?
我有没有错呢？
Is my understanding correct or not?
我对这个事情的了解是不是完全是正确呢？
Have I got all the facts?
我有没有把所有的事实都拿来了？
Brothers and sisters, that's how you approach a disagreement.
弟兄姊妹, 当你面对别人的争论不同意见的时候, 这是你该有的态度。
The Bible also has many other examples to show us what we should do in those situations.
在圣经里有很多不同的地方讲到我们应该怎样处理这些问题。
In Romans chapter 14,
在罗马书14章,
it deals with about some brothers who are strong in their faith and some brothers who are weak in their faith.
讲到一些弟兄在信心里头刚强，或者一些弟兄在信心里比较软弱的。
Some say they can eat meat offered to idols, some say they can't.
有些人说那些食物献过给偶像可以吃，有一些说不行。
Some say one day is very important, the other say every day is the same.
有些人说某一天是特别重要，但是有些人说天天都一样的。
But Paul has a very good suggestion or encouragement here.
但是保罗在那里有个非常好的建议。
Those who are stronger in their faith should not look down on those who are weaker in their faith.
那些信心刚强的不能够轻看那些信心软弱的弟兄。
Those who are weaker in their faith should not condemn those who are stronger in their faith.
那些信心软弱的弟兄不能够定那些信心刚强的弟兄的罪。
He said, because we shall all be judged by God.
因为他说我们都要被神自己的评估来审判。
Therefore, we cannot judge one another.
所以我们不该彼此定罪审判。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
before the Lord Jesus left his disciples and going to the cross,
当主耶稣要离开门徒上十字架之前,
what was the most important thing in his heart that he felt he needs to pray for them?
在他心里头有什么那一件最重要的事主耶稣觉得需要为他们祷告的呢?
He told them that I give you a new command.
主耶稣跟他们说，我给你们一条新的命令。
That you should love one another.
以致你们要彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
then he prayed for them.
然后他为他们祷告。
And that they should love one another and that they should be one.
以致他们能够彼此相爱，合而为一。
That the world may know that he is in them.
以致世人就能够看见主耶稣就是真的在门徒里头了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
we are in a world that is full of different tensions and different circumstances that may cause us to do different things at different times.
我们是身处于一个世界里头有很多增进，很多那些处境要叫我们有不同的意见的。
But we must always remember that our identity is together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要常常记住，我们的身份都是在基督里面合而为一的。
Jesus' burden is that the disciples would love one another.
主耶稣要叫门徒彼此相爱。
We should do so.
我们都一样要。
Despite our differences.
纵然我们有很多不同。
Despite our disagreements.
纵然我们甚至意见不同。
That we still need to love one another.
我们仍旧要彼此相爱。
That the world may know that we are Jesus' disciples.
以致世人就能够知道我们真是主的门徒了。
And that they also,
以致这一天,
that they also wanted to be his disciples.
以致他们都要想做主的门徒。
Because they saw that we love one another.
因为他们看见我们是在彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
our destiny is joined together.
我们的终极目的地是连在一起的。
I can't say to you that I don't need you.
我不能够跟你说我不再需要你了。
You can't say to me that you don't need me.
你也不能够对我说你不需要我。
It doesn't care how much you dislike me.
无论你怎样不喜欢我。
You need me and I need you.
你需要我，我都需要你。
Our life is joined in Christ.
我们的生命在基督里面是连结的生命。
Together in Jesus Christ.
是连结在一起在基督耶稣里面。
That is our destiny.
这是我们的终极目的地。Let
us pray.
让我们祷告。Lord,
we thank you for this time.
主，我们为着你给我们时间，我们谢谢你。
Thank you for taking control of the meeting.
我们谢谢你管理整个聚会。
To dispel any disruptions.
谢谢你驱走所有的干扰。
Lord, may you continue to speak to our hearts.
主，我们求你继续在我们心里头说话。
Speak to everyone.
对每一个人说话。
That we may know what you want to teach us at this time.
以致在这个时刻里头，你要教导我们什么？
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名被荣耀。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.